We have Buddha Siddiq Krombi actually online that will be speaking to us, inshallah, and giving us his message of condolence. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Buddha Siddiq Krombi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah.
Shukran for the opportunity that you have afforded me to say a few words about Maulana Kiran.
MashaAllah, Buddha Siddiq, the community member of the Strand community, the Fadl.
Yes. I just wanted to say I'm not actually speaking on behalf of the community. I just think that I need to give another perspective of our esteemed Ustad Maulana Yusuf Karan. Obviously, there's another side to him that I would always want, also want to sketch. Maulana Yusuf Karan, I can rightfully say that 80% of our over 25 that are currently reading Quran, I think we can attribute that to Maulana. That was one of the things that he was very uncompromising about. You had to read the Quran the way he wanted it, and it was always the right way. I think Maulana was a pioneer in that respect. I think he was also a pioneer when he took us to do dhikr. You know, we had a lot of maulid done by different houses. And Maulana basically sourced places for us to go and make khadat. And our khadat, our group at that time, we were a number of boys. We were called the Hungry Tigers. And Maulana had a wicked sense of humor. He basically taught us all the most important lagus, as it was called. And I can still remember he taught us Alifa Salu, which Nawawi Rauda, that is the youngest brother of Maulana Hussein Rauda. He was actually the one that was always when led us into that one. And then there was all about seven of us which had a different lagu for Salu Alan. Now, all of these were the time, you know, when Maulana took us as young boys under his wing. There was a lot of older ones as well. Then I can also remember Maulana was also fond of having tamat here in the Strand, you know, where the young people were prepared to and always they had good results, you know, in way. They were interviewed and they were questioned by esteemed scholars of Islam like Al Marhum Sheikh Nazim Muhammad and also Marhum Imam Harun. You know, those were people that always came. And then there was also Sheikh, also Marhum Sheikh Ibrahim, as they were called, Ibrahim, from Stellenbosch. These were the people, you know, that basically tested the young ones. And then also one of the ulama mentioned earlier on that pioneering effort once again by Maulana, where we in the Strand obviously had khatam of the Quran read in Ramadan. That was also a new thing for us. So pioneering spirit of Maulana Yusuf Karan is legend, obviously, in that respect. And then also, you know, every afternoon after masjid when we had madrasa, we had to make sure our young boys that we needed to be there for Maghrib. And beware if you were not there for Maghrib, you know, Maulana quickly knew who was not there. And obviously, as we sometimes waited for Maulana and somebody else took the mihrab and stood in front for us, then you had to have some of the younger ones giggling and snickering at the back. But once you hear that smacks against the head from Maulana who came in late, then everybody was standing, you know, like soldiers ready to continue with the salah. So Maulana, you know, was truly one of those people we will always remember fondly. Then we also had our madrasa, you know, where five or six of us would stand around the table reading the Quran. And there was always this, we used to say, les gesteel, where you jump a verse or two of the Quran, but beware if Maulana catches you out. Then you would really, that's why I said he was uncompromising about the reading of the Quran. Maulana was also fond of cars, you know, and the one car we can always remember Maulana used to had was the Bovar. And I don't think young people of today will remember that kind of car. He would prop 10 or 12 of our youngsters into that car. It was never too full for him to drive us around. And also the first time as a young boy, I actually met Maulana, you know, when we used to live in the Strand CBD and before the group areas threw us out, basically. Maulana was also a founder member of the Strand Muslim Council. Today we can confidently say Maulana was a confidante of a number of our young people and even our adult people. And his legacy will live in all of us. To his family and throughout his life, by his side was his beloved and loved wife, Auntie Zuleika. And I think we wish to, from our side, you know, give kudos to a man whose legacy and footprint will be imprinted in our hearts and our minds for always. I can also fondly relate one other story. A friend of ours, a family friend who now resides in Morocco, her husband actually met Maulana in Johannesburg. And Maulana told him, you must come to Strand. He was one of the foreigners that came to our shore seeking greener pastures. And he came here and he met his wife. But Maulana told him to come to Strand. Maulana introduced him. He said Maulana even gave him money to start his business. He went back to Morocco. And today when the news broke, he cried like a little child. He bitterly cried, relating how Maulana played such an influential part in his life. And we want to say, may Maulana be given the exalted status he richly deserves, because we in the Strand feel truly blessed to have had such a person of such high respect in this position and to have come from our society and from our ranks. So we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We say shukran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have put such a soul within our midst. And with those few words, I want to say shukran. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Buddha Siddiq Krombi, a community member of the Strand community, but giving a personal message. That brings the end of this live special broadcast on the tributes to Maulana Yusuf Karan, a family as well. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus and place sovereign contentment in the hearts of the family and friends. We will cross over to the studios now from myself, Shafiq Siddiq, Mishka Daris, as well as Aunty Abira Dix Muhammad. We say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and back to the studios.